So the one-week wonder continues on its way, on its journey from parts to an airplane. Spencer Schott is back with us again with our daily update on the one-week wonder. Hi, Spencer.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. I just went by to see what was happening at the building center, and I was amazed. I counted about 40 people standing in line waiting to pull a rivet.
And let's just recap. The pulling of the rivet is happening on the pieces of a van's RV-12IS, which is this week's project, being built starting Monday and then ending Sunday with taxi tests. This is a project that normally takes an individual hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. We're doing it in 1 week.
The promotional material from Van says that they have a conservative estimate of somewhere between 700 and 900 hours, which is quite good, actually, if you think about what you're doing in that amount of time. It's a lot less than the other models from Vans because of the simplicity of the design. And as we talked about yesterday, the blind rivets are easier to handle and require a little bit less time and less manpower. But it's still a large commitment of time.
Right. So all hands on deck in so many words, right?
Definitely. And so, like you said, all hands on deck. Earlier when you walked by, there were lines. I got there at 8 a.m. this morning. There was already a line. I was hoping to beat the crowd, get my rivet pulled. Still haven't done that yet. I'm procrastinating. But there's always a line there, and there's a constant flow of people. It's never overcrowded, but it is always busy.
And some folks have gotten in those lines, have gotten it ahead of you, and pulled some rivets.
The wings in the fuselage are taking shape for...
That was interesting.
So you know what that
was. My raw footage. That was my raw audio.
This is the benefit of live radio.
Oh, fun. Get to hear me making mistakes. At least I didn't swear. That's always a good thing.
So we may or may not be able to find the edited version of that with the cutesy super mechanical music on the front of it. But those people that did get those rivets pulled, they were a lot younger than your average rivet puller, weren't they?
They were. Today I talked to a boy. He was only 10 years old, and he was so excited to pull the rivet. Everyone in line is always excited, but no one was more excited than this kid. His name was Chase, and he was telling me all about how back home he builds model trains, he builds model airplanes, he builds model rockets, and for him, this is the ultimate model to be built.
Yeah.
And so he was so much fun to talk to, so excited. He was there with his grandpa and two of his cousins, and he had nothing but good things to say about EAA. He went up in an air balloon earlier today. He got to fly in a helicopter.
He probably has his own lifetime membership already.
Probably. He was having the time of his life, and he was so much fun to talk to. Talked to a couple other people. There was a woman who flew from Australia, comes to Oshkosh for the first time, and she's been an EAA member for most of her life. But then today she got to come out and pull a rivet on the 1 week wonder. She is a pilot who flies a Cessna 182, I believe.
Sounds right.
Nice airplane.
And she said she wanted to build an airplane but never thought she could do it. And when she pulled her rivet today, she's like, I might try it out.
Bingo. That is what's supposed to happen.
Well, it's well within the reach. I noticed yesterday when I walked by, there is a sign up that says over 30,000 home-built aircraft have been built. And that's an amazing number.
Mm-hmm.
And just over 10,000 of them are from Vans.
And that is pretty amazing, too.
And we have an update on our update.
So more, no more blah, 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 it sounds like.
No more raw audio.
The wings in the fuselage are taking shape on day 4 of EAA's 1 week wonder. The wings are on either side of the booth, and there's always a line of people waiting for their chance to pull a rivet.
It's been very, very, very steady. They haven't been there's never been an overwhelming crowd, but there's never been a light crowd either.
That was Media Relations Director Ron Wagner. This morning, there was a large variety of people excited to pull a rivet, but no one was more excited than 10-year-old Chase Cuvesto.
I have built model rockets and airplanes at my house.
And for him, this was the ultimate model to build.
At first, the training, it was kind of exciting, and then it got a little, like, nerve-wracking at first because you had to put it in, and then you got your card. And then you had to go to the official one to do it. Got your rivet, put it in, and then it got, and then you signed your name. And that was the most exciting part, and then you got your picture taken.
While Chase loved getting his picture taken while he signed the plane, Teresa Thompson liked that she got to give her input on the final paint design.
Oh, it's pretty cool. There's some neat designs. Feel quite involved.
There are three different designs for the riveters to choose from, and you can either vote online or in person at the booth.
And we have a small computer set up right beside it so you can come in and take a look at the three paint schemes and see which one you like and vote for it.
One Week Wonder coordinator Charlie Becker says that no matter what design is chosen, this year there's going to be an extra personal touch.
Yeah, everyone who pulls a rivet, they're going to get a pin sponsored by Aircraft Spruce, and as long as they get their photo taken while they're doing it, that name will be recorded. And we're going to put that on the final paint scheme.
So even if you vote for design 1, 2, or 3, Becker is confident that he will like the final paint job.
Hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have a really great paint scheme picked out.
Tune in every day to Squawk 1200 as EAA Radio News will continue to update you on the progress of the One Week Wonder daily at 1215. Reporting for EAA Radio News, I'm Spencer Schott.
I like the first edition better.
Wow, that little guy was a hoot.
Oh, he was so much fun bouncing off the walls, beyond excited that he got to help with it.
Yeah, that's great.
And that was about the age that I think I started building model airplanes and ordering model rockets from a company in Colorado and just being completely absorbed with aviation and what the future could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
I remember that company in Colorado, and
Estes.
I wrote in, you know, scrawled pencil on their order forms, probably just like you did.
Estes Model Rocket Company, Penrose, yep. Colorado.
Yep.
They're still around.
90214.
Very good.
See?
Yeah.
So one of the conversation points in that tape was about the choosing the color scheme. So there are three designs.
Yeah,
that
and
are
it's
up
more
there.
Of a paint design rather than choosing a color, because all three of them are the same color.
I was going to ask you, yeah, plan number one is gray, blue, and white. Plan number two is white, gray, and blue. Plan number three, here it comes, gray, white, and blue. So if you would like to tell us your opinion for scheme 1, 2, or 3, and those are depicted on airventure.org site.
And we also have a picture on both our Instagram and Twitter. If you go to EAA
great.
Radio,
okay.
Good.
We have those up.
EAA Radio on Twitter? Okay.
And Instagram.
Great. You can text us at 920-550-1210 so that the people who are on air can see that. I think we can also see, there's a Twitter feed here as well, at EAA Radio. Those are a couple of different ways that you can communicate with the people who are in the studio.
I was impressed when I went by today. It really began to start looking like an airplane, because I see the front half of the fuselage is now on supported by nose gear. The last half of the fuselage is assembled and is waiting to be mated to the main fuselage part. I see wings, of course. I saw them working on the elevator assembly. The engine is sitting on a stand just ready to be dropped in. So today really made me think that this is all possible. It looks like it's going to come together.
Yeah, I should have asked you this question a couple of days ago, but I do have one. I have a question assignment for you.
Okay.
What is a CLECO and why should I care?
A CLECO?
Yeah.
I'll have to ask.
CLECO.
I can answer that, unless you want him to come back with the answer.
No, this is a learning opportunity for an intern.
Fine.
Yeah.
Let him go and research that.
Because here's the thing. I don't know that they are as... I'm wondering if they are as necessary with something that is pre-prepared in the same way that this is.
You're answering part of the question. It's to help keep things in alignment. But yep. It is a special... special tool that is used, and we'll let Spencer get more of the information on it. But with an aircraft that is so well designed and laid out
and pre-drilled,
it certainly helps the building process. If you have an aircraft design that you're working on that is not of this type, you'll see CLECOs all over it to try to hold things together in place.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, right. and
but it's a funny name.
We'll leave the mystery for you to uncover.
Well, I'll be back tomorrow with the answer of what is a CLECO.
Okay, great. Well, we still have just a couple of minutes to chat before we get to break time. So I'm kind of wondering, Spencer, we're past hump day in the let me start this over again. We're past hump day in your second time to AirVenture, right?
Yes.
So you have less than half of this week to go.
Mm-hmm.
How has this week looked and felt different from this week last year?
From last year was my first time being the news director here, yeah. And it was crazy busy. I was running around basically with the chicken with my head cut off, trying to figure out like interviews and trying to set up a schedule. And then I realized this year right away that you can get so much content right away. You can pull content from our shows because we're always having very interesting, newsworthy guests here on EA Radio. And so this year I came in more prepared, knowing what to expect. And I think it's gone a lot smoother than it has last year.
Well, it's funny to hear you say that because I know, because I'm coaching you, or yes. My job is to be your coach, that you say you were busier last year, but you're doing more work this year, which is interesting.
I am doing more work this year with the daily updates.
Yep.
But I think my time management has gotten better in the last year. Wasn't the best at it. When I first came out, but it's definitely helped me train. This is a great internship opportunity to train you in time management, to train you in interview skills, to train you with creating contacts and knowing when to ask the questions and where to ask the questions. And if you have someone important for an interview, make sure to ask them more questions than you need.
Yeah. Great. Well, thanks for that input. I would say that your ability to manage up has gotten way better this year.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, because you just beat the stuffing out of me 2 days ago for something I was late on, which was entirely fair.
We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.
You're listening to EAA Radio.